President Trump is signing a gigantic defense bill at Fort Drum today, authorizing $717 billion for the Pentagon, combat operations overseas, and new nuclear programs at the Department of Energy. Called the National Defense Authorization Act, it establishes priorities for American military spending, and 2019's installment is one of the largest ever. Connor O'Brien is a senior defense reporter for Politico, and he joins me now. Hi, Connor.
Thanks for having me.
So we just talked a little bit about the issues affecting Yemen. Tell us about how this bill might affect operations there.
Sure. Well, that's been a pretty hotly debated issue this year in Congress. Some lawmakers wanted to cut off U.S. support for the Saudi-led military coalition that intervened in Yemen, citing kind of the humanitarian crisis and civilian casualties there. Where lawmakers ended up in this bill essentially is it bars aerial refueling of Saudi-led coalition planes that are operating in Yemen until the State Department can certify certain things. Among them that Saudi and UAE are attempting to diplomatically, in good faith, find a diplomatic solution to the civil war and trying to bring down civilian harm to civilians and alleviate the humanitarian crisis. It also requires Secretary of Defense to assess whether the U.S. or allies broke any laws or defense policies in operating in Yemen to this regard. So, you know, kind of gives some extra hurdles for the government to get through in this aid.
I just mentioned at the beginning that this 2019 installment of this act is one of the largest ever in terms of how much we're spending. Are there any other ways that the bill stands out from previous years besides just the amount of money?
Well, sure. The thing I think worth noting about this bill is that it's what we call an authorization bill or a policy bill. It doesn't actually fund the Pentagon. That will come later. Lawmakers are still working on that. But the policy is very important. And, you know, I think, as you mentioned, the dollar values are also important because they're historically big. This basically continues an effort to grow the military that President Trump endorsed when he ran for president, that defense hawks, mostly Republican members on Capitol Hill, have pushed for strongly. They've been the big voices on this. So it adds about 15,000 troops across the military services. The Navy puts under contract 13 new ships. It includes the largest pay raise for troops in, I believe, 9 years, a 2.6% pay raise. And it, you know, it has a bunch of kind of covers the waterfront in terms of policy for other nations. Particularly, there's a crackdown on foreign influence from China with overhauls of foreign investment regulations and things like that. And I'd also note that it's named for Senator John McCain, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, who's been at home as he battles cancer in Arizona. But his colleagues honored him by naming this bill after him this year.
I have to ask, Connor, are we getting a Space Force out of this bill?
We are not. The administration obviously made some waves. I don't know if that's the appropriate analogy.
I don't even know what the right analogy would be, but yes, go ahead.
But this is actually an idea. It is not in the bill this year. What the bill does do is it sets up a space command that is under the U.S. Strategic Command out in Nebraska. And what lawmakers are hoping to do is that emphasizes kind of space as a warfighting domain between all the military services. Now, what the administration announced last week in terms of trying to stand up a new military service, it actually started last year in Congress. The House had proposed standing up what they called at the time a Space Corps, which would have been a separate service dedicated to military space. And those advocates didn't win that fight last year in the defense authorization bill. But they're going to be coming back with some wind in the sails, obviously, with the support of President Trump next year. The big proponents in the House, Congressman Mike Rogers, a Republican from Alabama, and Congressman Jim Cooper, a Democrat from Tennessee, have said that they're going to push this proposal next year. So it'll be an interesting battle to watch. The Senate does not sound like they're convinced yet, but they do have the president's backing. So we'll kind of see how that plays out.
Connor O'Brien is a senior defense reporter for Politico. Thanks for joining us, Connor.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.